Aftershock 2024. We are Reno's Rock Station, Rock 104.5. We've been having a lot of fun. It is day four, maybe a little bit exhausted, the heat and just the dust and everything else, but we're having a good time, and we are now here with Royal Lynn. Good afternoon.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to us. We've been playing your new single, Death Wish, featuring Danny Warsnop of Asking Alexandria. Great stuff. Tell us how that came about.
Well, thank you so much for spinning it, yes. First of all. Second of all, it kind of, you know, was one of those songs where we knew we wanted to dedicate it to first responders, and mm-hmm. it was important to us that that message got across, because I felt like there wasn't a song for them.
Right.
So it was, you know, it's mental health based, which is what I like to sing about, and my own struggles as well. So mm-hmm. Danny hopping on with that song was just such a dream to work with one of my heroes.
Right. And how does that go about? Is it label help? Did you happen to run into him at a show? How does that work?
I literally just texted him and asked.
Oh, that's
I was like,
great.
I have this song. I think that your voice would be perfect for it, if you're interested. And I don't think I heard back for like a month. I was like, oh, you know, it's not going to happen.
He ghosted me.
No. But like also, like he's busy. Yeah. And then a month later, he was like, Royal, I need to be a part of this. This is so cool. So it was really cool that he felt it was so important to talk about as well and wanted to be on the song. So I'm so grateful.
And the video is amazing.
Thank
and again,
you.
A dedication to first responders.
Yes.
And speaking of first responders, Kevin here is a first responder and has
amazing.
Some experience in the mental health as well. So I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to him because I'm sure he's got some questions.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I spent 25 years as a police officer
wow.
before coming back to radio.
Well, thank you so much for all you've done. Like, that's incredible.
But thank you for giving a voice, because most of the first responder songs we can't talk about on the radio.
Right.
Because it's
right.
like NWA or Body Count. Or
yes, yes.
They don't have nice things to say about
oh.
us.
Oh. Well, I'm so glad that we could make one that could go to radio.
Absolutely. And then thank you for all your work with mental health. It's very near and dear to me, a close family member who struggles
Aww.
Daily. I mean, and she's doing wonderful.
Good.
But it's always a day-by-day
thing.
It's
a day-by-day.
So for any time somebody can get a message out there
yes.
in a positive way and say, hey, don't forget, they're people. Because when
yes.
you see them walking down the street, you never know.
You'd never know. And it's important for them to know they're not alone, because everybody struggles with some sort of mental health issue.
Right.
But my biggest thing is like having a platform, being able to talk about the hard stuff
yeah.
to for people out there to know that they're not alone.
Right. So talk to me about how that came about. I mean, what was the inspiration? What was the impetus for I want to write this song?
Well, for Death Wish, I have family members who are firefighters, and it was really important to me to kind of just speak upon the mental health struggle of doing something like putting your life on the line every single day.
Right.
And then still having families, but also not being able to walk away from something that you're supposed to do, if that
right.
makes sense.
Yeah.
So and the other songs are majority just of my mental health and my struggles, and you know, I'm pretty open in all my songs about my struggles with mental health, and talking about it is the first step to make ending the stigma around it.
That's awesome. I appreciate that, because
Thank you.
There is a stigma
mm-hmm.
and people, until you've been there,
yes,
either as someone suffering or as
yep.
a you know, close to someone,
yep.
you don't understand.
For sure.
And so,
for sure.
No, it's awesome that you do that.
Thank you.
And as a father of a daughter who, at 13, she had lost her mom.
Oh, my goodness.
And she, you know, and that it's that teenage year, you know, she's going into middle school.
Mm-hmm.
She's lost her mom, the hormones, everything. And, you know, she struggled
yeah.
for a couple years and was seeing therapists. And, you know, I feel she's doing better now, but you still just
yes.
never know what's going on.
No,
and,
for sure.
And I was a little impatient when mm-hmm. it came to. And I feel really bad, because to me, it was just like, you know what, I had struggles when I was 13 years old, and
mm-hmm.
you know, buck up, and you just, I feel bad with the way that I initially approached it,
yeah.
You know, and I mean, being a father is
for sure.
You're learning every day, and so
right.
Now I am definitely much more sympathetic, and then, you know, I've, you know, suffered with, you know, my own panic attacks
yes.
and anxiety and stuff like that, and, you know, wound up having a little bout that I never even knew was possible.
For sure. I think that you were navigating us just as much as she was.
Right.
You know, and it's hard. So, you know, I think taking it day by day and facing troubles head on versus, you know, I think everybody could go to therapy. I think it's a good thing for everyone, even if you think you're the sanest person out there. I think it's good to get out there and talk about, you know, things that are going on with you, you know?
I think you're absolutely right. And shifting back to the music, when I was coming in, I saw you performing. And you did a song and you said, hey, we're going to go a little dark here. I got a dark heart.
Yes.
I want to talk to you about the dark heart. But you said, I want to dedicate this song to Evanescence. They inspired me to write this song. We had a chance to speak to Amy Lee of Evanescence on Friday. And we were talking to her about another band that was here on the bill, Funeral Portrait. And Lee, the lead singer, you know, we asked him, you know, who was your inspiration growing up? And he said, Amy Lee of Evanescence. And we relayed that to
her.
And she was so appreciative of new artists that, you know, look up to her. And Amy Lee is that inspiration for you as well.
She is 100% of my inspiration. Her voice, the way she sings, the way she commands a stage. I very much look up to her. And I look forward to the day that hopefully we get to meet. So I can tell her, thank you.
And you know what? She said in that interview, 2024 and beyond is all about women power.
Yes.
It's all about women in rock. And
Come on.
There you go. So you guys will meet each other eventually.
I hope so.
I promise
you
this.
She's a force.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, a woman in an industry back then that was, you know, it wasn't accepted.
Right.
You know, to be a woman in the industry, I feel like, and it's still really hard.
Yes.
So the fact that she went out there and she did her thing and she'll go down in history.
I think my biggest regret at the Aftershock Festival this year is they put Evanescence on at the same time as Juliette Lewis and the Licks.
Aww.
And so you got two great female
yes.
vocalists going head to head, and
yeah,
you got to choose
hard.
Which one you're going to go.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh man, maybe they could have swapped that somewhere
for
else.
Sure.
But, you know,
for sure.
It might have been scheduling on Evanescence's
right.
part or
right.
Juliette's part as well. So did you ever think when you were a kid, you know, when you started singing and you're probably singing to your teddy bears in your room or whatever it is.
My karaoke machine.
Your karaoke
yes,
machine, yes.
Absolutely.
Singing with that dark heart. Did you ever think that you would have a single on the radio?
I have dreamt of that moment forever.
Right.
I was like, I didn't know if it was going to happen, but I sure as heck was going to try my best to make it happen. One of the things that I... over the years, like I lived in Nashville for the last 10 years, is just not taking no for an answer
mm-hmm.
and going out there and being authentically yourself. And I was like, the songs are going to speak for themselves
yeah.
and help those who they need to help. And that's the goal. And that's why we sing about such tough things. You know, like 6 Feet is very much a mental health song.
Mm-hmm.
To know that I was going to have my first single be a country rock crossover song,
right.
I had no idea, but I was so grateful to be given that opportunity. And, you know, millions of people saw my TikTok video,
right.
which is crazy.
So there you go. And TikTok helps. We do
it
not
does.
Need to ban TikTok.
No,
we
no.
We need TikTok around.
Okay. Where are you from originally?
Canada.
Canada.
Ontario,
okay.
Canada. Yep.
Very good.
Very small town. So like I said, I didn't know how I was going to get my song on the radio, but I wanted it so bad that
okay.
it hurt. I moved countries to be able to do this.
Now, I think I'm going to know the answer to this one, but Greater Canadian Export, Nickelback or Avril Lavigne?
Oh, my God. So hard because Nickelback is the greatest band ever. if you don't like Nickelback, you're lying. That's
exactly.
all I'm going to say
because
all they write are hits. But Avril, you know, I have such a special place in my heart for her because she was from kind of where I was from-ish.
Okay.
And her songs, I still go back and listen. I just got to see her live for the first time, actually, about a month ago.
Okay.
And
incredible.
She was incredible. So
you missed the low-hanging fruit because we're talking about women power and women in rock. So
yes.
we have to rephrase the question. Avril or Alanis?
Oh.
Oh, look at that's that.
That's hard. It's really hard because they're both so amazing. But if I had to choose Avril,
okay.
she like... helped me through so much.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. I can appreciate that.
Yes.
Women
who rock.
Women who rock. Royal, thank you so very much for joining us and taking some time. I know you're busy back here, and it's just it's a pleasure. And I see big things.
Oh,
I see
thank
big
you.
Things in your future, and I don't think we're going to be watching you at 11:40 a.m. next time here at Aftershock.
Well,
it's going to be a later shift.
Thank
I
you
promise.
So much for having me and coming to the show and liking the music enough to spin it. It means a lot to me. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
This is Royal Lynn, and you're listening to Reno's Rock Station, Rock 104.5.